Welcome to Bobcat Radio on KTSW San Marcos.
Don't read handoff. Frank's got room across the 40. Running right inside
the high. Another round around third. Pickett sliding into third base. A triple. Scores two runs in the Bobcat. Now lead it.
Okay, that one swung on. Head out towards left field. That ball is going back to the wall. And that ball is gone.
A grand slam from Courtney.
Runs in the Bobcat. Now lead it. 9-8 here in the bottom of the seventh inning.
Good morning and welcome to your Wednesday edition of Bobcat Radio. I'm your host, Ishmael Johnson. In the studio with me, a slightly broken, but not defeated team, Warren Shore.
How's it going, guys? How's it going?
And Kirk Jones.
How's everybody doing?
Doing good, guys. All right. Otis is at the signing day press conference that is going on right now, so that's why he's not with us. He's covering that for the Star. But, you know, we hold down the ship.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Yeah. We can hit something.
No, yes.
The good thing about like famous foursomes is that when one goes down, there's always that power trio that can hold down the ship. Yes. So that's what I like to consider this. And so I guess we'll start off with the name drop segment. It's a tradition here on Bobcat Radio. I got my first name drop. I'm very proud of this one. John Schneider, the Seahawks general manager. If you haven't seen this image, I think you can just Google his name right now, and that'll be probably the first five images come up.
Yes, I would agree.
I don't know if that's a good thing or not, but after the Super Bowl, Earl Thomas posted a picture of him on his Instagram, him drunk in the locker room, shirtless, wearing a mock WWE title. Just a beautiful picture. Like he has a stern face on. He's like posing slightly. I don't know. Like it's perfect. You could probably tell he started drinking like after. I guess that pick six that Manning threw, he was like, oh, this is in the bag, and just started hammering him away. Just started hammering away, because he was not, like, not even the guys, not even the players were shirtless in the locker room.
No, he was the only guy, and it looks like he just took it off on purpose. Like, and he's not even that ripped, like, he's not, no, he's, nothing to, he's, okay, he's not, like, heavy set guy or anything, but the six pack, there's a little cake over the six pack for sure, definitely.
It's a little six pack something else. Like, yeah. It's, I don't know, like. It's a great picture. You can Google it right now.
It's nothing no one needs to be showing off about or anything like that.
And Earl Thomas took it off his Instagram, which I don't know. I mean, come on. It's just for fun. I mean, I understand he's the general manager, so.
But then other players tweeted it, and I guarantee you Paul Allen, the owner, has no problem with this at all, obviously, since they just won the Super Bowl. Yeah. I got no issues at all with this.
A team you just put together just won the Super Bowl. That you're responsible for. I mean, you have a right to celebrate. If you want to take off your shirt and pose with the championship belt, go ahead. The championship belt put the icing on the cake. Like, it's one thing just to be posing, like, shirtless, but the fact that he had a WWE title around his belt.
I think shirtless put it on the cake because he was just going to have the belt on anyway.
True,
and then shirtless was what made it just insane.
Just kind of like his own little mock. Yeah. I'm the champion. So I don't know. It was great.
He's gonna turn heel next.
Yeah, he's gonna turn heel, trade Russell Wilson, not give him a new contract.
Yeah, he's gonna go some other. He's gonna go to like the Rams, be their GM right now, or the Niners.
He's gonna go to
the Niners and turn heel with them.
All right, a little wrestling kayfabe. Anyway, go on.
My name drop. I think this is Ish's favorite college basketball player, Aaron Kraft, is my name drop.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Ohio State senior point guard, probably he's the best on-ball defender in all of college basketball. Last night, the Buckeyes have been reeling in the Big Ten. They're like 2-4, so now they're back up to 500 to 5-5. Last night, he's really not a good offensive player, but last night he had 17 points. 3 rebounds, 6 assists, and 6 steals because he's just such a great defender. Really, he is. His defense is no one else can even compare to his defense. I'm being serious. Me and Dan Dockich are the president of the Aaron Kraft fan club. Okay, he's not the greatest offensive player. I think we all know that. He's not that good offensively. His jump shot is very shaky.
Oh,
he
man.
Is like the average guy at the gym that no one wants. He's the gnat. You just can't get away on defense. just that weekend warrior out there, the guy that plays defense all the time that everyone hates. They're like, why is this guy playing defense all the time? Even some guys, I'm like, Michigan last year even said, he just plays defense too much.
Mm-hmm.
He almost tries too hard, but someone said, well, what are you supposed to do? You got to try hard.
Yeah. I mean, I appreciate that because, you know, I'm definitely not a big Aaron Kraft.
I know that. That's why I did
it. I think he fouls like 90% of the time and doesn't get called just because of his quote-unquote scrap. But I do appreciate a player like that that gets complaints that he plays hard too much. Like, I don't know. Like, as much as I'm not a fan of him, he does play with heart. I just think that, player, Dan Dotson. Announcers like Dan Dotson. Just every play he makes, just all of it, all about Aaron Kraft. Like there's nobody else on the court when Aaron Kraft is on the court.
He made some steals last night at the end of the game when they were up like 4 or 5. Mm-hmm. Some good defensive plays, and Dan Dockage settled down. He even said, he called out to people that said he loves Aaron Kraft so much. He's like, I don't care what those people say and everything, like on the air and everything like that. I was like, even I get a little tired of him and Aaron Kraft, but no, yeah.
Oh, man.
Aaron Kraft, what a player. What a player.
All right, my name drop is going to be Russell Wilson, but not for what you think. Uh-oh. Not for the Super Bowl, because if you haven't heard already, he's been drafted by the Texas Rangers in the Rule 5 draft.
Yep.
He said, you know, he was going to go to spring training. He said he was going to do that, which I thought was cool, you know. He was not a bad player. He got drafted, but he officially said he is not going to suit up for them.
Uh-oh.
He's not going to do that, but he will go and speak to the minor league players and give them some advice about, you know, maturity and leadership and all of that. And I thought that was kind of cool. You know, at least make an appearance. You know, he's just won the Super Bowl. So, I mean, he's obviously got a lot to offer. So I thought that was pretty cool. I mean, he batted .229 with .354 on-base percentage and .356 OPS. But wasn't that great. Definitely made the right decision, but I thought that was kind of cool. He still made it. He's going to make a point to go to spring training for the Rangers.
Yeah, I don't think anybody expected him, you know, like to fully participate.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, I think Seahawks fans in the back of their mind just, like, sighing a little sigh of relief.
Because,
like, even if he just went for, like, publicity, that was still like, oh, I'm just going to swing around a couple times at batting practice or whatever. There's still that, I don't know, Seahawks fans probably still were like, eh, don't do anything, you know, like, don't mess up anything. But I think it's pretty cool that he's still participating. Because that little, I don't know, that mock trading card that he has?
Yeah, I was just about to say, I wonder if they're still going to try to do that. Like, still try to send that out.
Yeah, they should. That's pretty cool. That's really cool.
It's it's all about the money.
Yeah.
You know, any way you can make money, they'll do it. And that's the way to make money.
It was pretty cool. It was pretty cool. I like that.
Yeah, I did. I thought
it would probably be like an honor, throw out the ceremonial first pitch for the Rangers.
Then they'll ship them back to Seattle and do it.
They'll do that, too.
They should do that when the Mariners are in town, too.
They've already done it.
Yeah. Oh, that's if they do that with the Mariners in town, that's, I don't know, I give props to Nolan Ryan.
He's not with them anymore. He's
resigned.
He's probably going to go to Houston, I think.
Oh man, that's jeez. I don't know about that.
His son is the
I know his son.
His son's like the CEO, I think.
Assistant general manager.
He's something like that, yeah.
What happens to the Rangers now, cuz he's the one that's kind of spearheaded the,
I think John Daniels, their GM, he some stuff. He wants more like a bigger role, and I think Nolan was doing more on the business side, and he wanted to do a little bit more on. They were phasing him over to the business side, and he wanted to do more on like the player personnel, because he really helped develop the pitching staff. Like before he got there, their pitching was not good at all, and like they got Yu Darvish, now Holland, even though he tripped over a dog and is hurt to like All Star break. But, like Matt Harrison's pretty good, Colby Lewis, those guys he's helped. Nolan's like helped groom those guys, and he made an emphasis on pitching because the Rangers are just a smash it team and hope they can outscore.
Yeah.
Hopefully they can outscore players, and you got to have pitching wins championships. We all know that.
Yeah, a lot of Seattle love when the name drops like that. Did you see the video? It was after the celebration or during the celebration of the it was in Seattle. It was fans like two. It was like fans on the other side of the street.
That was planned though. That was planned to make the video cool, because there is definitely. It was pretty cool though. So like at the stop sign, at the crosswalk. Crosswalk. They wait. They'll give them the walking sign. They all, one guy jaywalking, like ran across the street.
But nobody was jaywalking in Seattle. It was great.
And they all ran in there in the middle and everything. There's a lot of crazy stories. Crazy people like photobombing the newsman and everything like that, not wearing a lot of clothes.
It's Seattle.
Like
I mean,
that.
when your biggest sports story before this was the Sonics not coming back. Like, I mean, it had to be. You had to do something. I mean,
that was their first title since like '78, I think.
Was it the Sonics? Yeah.
Yeah, it was the Sonics, because the Mariners haven't won anything.
And so I mean, the props to Seattle. I mean, you know, we've already been hammered by ESPN and Fox Sports about Super Bowl coverage. So I mean, congrats to Seattle anyway. They deserve it.